The Mohawk Valley Health System has started the process of acquiring properties needed in Utica to build its proposed new hospital. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the issue is controversial as there are 45 properties located within the proposed footprint, including several existing businesses.
Several people who attended a public forum for the new hospital last week expressed frustration with the Mohawk Valley health officials present about the plan to displace dozens of properties in downtown Utica. Pastor Christian Golly says it will cause his non-denominational church on Columbia Street to close.
My building was burnt out, was an evacuated building when I bought it, and I got it for a steal. If you take what I have right now and you put it one block over, you're going to double to triple the price of what it takes to put it there. And that's without any improvements. That's just a purchase.
The Mohawk Valley Health System has offered his church $85,000 for the property, but Tringali says that won't be enough to purchase a new building and the related attorney's fees. One of the attorneys working on behalf of the Mohawk Valley Health System, Kathleen Bennett, says they are open to negotiating the price with property owners.
There is some wiggle room to acquire property voluntarily and basically avoid, you know, future eminent domain, future litigation. There is some ability to go above appraised value.
But Bennett says since state money is being used to purchase the properties, they will be limited on how much they are allowed to offer. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.